everybody. This is Sharon Jeffers. Welcome to the Mystic Oracle Radio Show. The show is live today. It's October 30th. And I want to welcome you all here. Those of you that are my students, I know you're out there. My friends, those of you I don't know, people of the cards, people that have never been here before, everybody, welcome. It's so nice to have you here. And if you're new to the show, you might want to check out my website, starofthemagi.com, and look up your birthday card if you don't know about the cards. There's some information on that site you can meander about, and then if you have questions, you can call me. This is a call-in show today, so I will be doing short readings for people who call in. And one of the things that I'm curious about right now is where this country is. 1, 2, 3. 10:16, we went into Mars. Okay, I've gotten so many emails about from people asking me about Election Day. I can't even tell you how many. Everybody wants to know about Election Day. And so I'm going to take a look at this real quick. I'm going to look at the 52-day cycle the country's in. If you're following me, we're going to be on spread 52. And this is a Jupiter year, so it's a year of tremendous expansion. It's also a 7-year, so it's a year of refinement. 7 meaning it's plate 52, not 2008. So let's find the Jack of Diamonds, because the United States of America is a Jack of Diamonds. And let's see who's in here right now. Because, let's see, we're in this 52-day cycle. For those of you that don't know, I probably sound like a lunatic right now. This show is based on the mystic science of the cards, of the ancient order of the Magi, which reveals that the regular deck of playing cards is a matrix of time. And within that matrix, our journeys through time are revealed, our destinies are revealed, all sorts of things are revealed, our relationship connections, and so much more. And so, because so many people understand the accuracy and have witnessed the accuracy of this system, this is why I've gotten emails asking me about Election Day. So I'm going to count out loud because we went into this cycle just recently. And let me double check this because I'm famous for making mistakes. 1, 2, 3 with my math. 3, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 1, 2, 3. Guess whose card is governing Election Day for the United States? Barack Obama. The Nine of Diamonds is governing that day, and it's sitting in the Four of Diamonds house, which is his planetary ruling card. This is the first time I've looked at this myself. So I'm quite excited about that because, you know, I don't want the trigger-happy girl in the White House with buttons. I just don't think that would be a good idea. Somebody would end up in there. So that's really interesting. Wow! I hadn't looked at this. I'm so excited now. Because I'm definitely voting for Barack Obama on Election Day. So, excuse me, when I look here, also, well, no, that wouldn't be him and Joe Biden. So I wonder where Joe Biden is here. Well, this is very exciting to see. So we'll see what happens, won't we? According to the cards, his card in his planetary ruling house is in the house on Election Day. So that's all I have to say about that. But for those of you that have emailed me and written in, now you have the answer, or at least my answer, what I'm seeing, you know, in the cards. I'm not going to say it's the answer. For those of you that haven't been on my blog, I actually wrote about Jennifer Hudson. If those of you that don't know who Jennifer Hudson is, I think she was a winner on American Idol, and she's an actress, and she's a beautiful queen of clubs, born on September 12, 1981, and last week, or I guess maybe it was this week, actually, her mother, brother, and nephew were all killed brutally, and this shows up in her cards. So I wrote about that on my blog for you to view. I also have some YouTube videos up right now. Not happy about having a bad hair day, but oh well, there'll be more. Both bad hair days and YouTube videos, I'm sure. Anyway, I have those up on YouTube. Cards of Destiny is the channel name, if you want to check them out. And if you become a subscriber, then anytime we put new videos up, you will be notified. And I'm just going to do little chunks of and bits of information about the cards and learning and stuff. I'm going to have some webinars coming up soon, so I'm just sort of paving the way for that with ways of people to find out, because so many people want to learn about the cards. And just before I went to Hawaii, I taught some workshops here, and I just taught another one Saturday here in L.A. And before I left for Kauai at the beginning of October, I got a slew of emails of people asking me to do webinars. And I thought, okay, you know, now I'm going to have to learn another thing technologically. And I got to Kauai, and the third day I was there, one of my students called me up and said, I need to talk to you. And so I had lunch with him, and he said, I just set up this whole thing for somebody, and I kept thinking about you and the cards. I need to teach you to do this. One day later, I knew how to do a webinar. You know, I just have to practice drawing so it doesn't look like there's a three-year-old at the helm. But we did a couple of one-hour sessions with one of my students on another island, and it was incredible. It's wonderful, the technology that he turned me on to. And then he also insisted on shooting the YouTube video. So all of that happened. None of it was planned, and you know, this is how life unfolds, and it's so much fun. Oh, boy, I have a caller. Hello?
Hi, Sharon.
Hi, who's this?
This is Alicia.
Alicia?
Alicia from Wilton, California.
From where?
Wilton.
Wilton. Where's Wilton?
In California. So it's in Northern California.
Northern California. Okay.
Yeah.
I heard the California, but it's pretty big.
Yes, it is.
Okay, Lisa, do you know about the card system?
Yes, I talked with you once before on the radio, and my name is Alicia with an A.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah.
I remember your name.
Uh-huh. And it's just calling in for a reading today.
You spell your name with a Z, right?
No, A-L-I-E-C-I-A.
Oh. Okay, when is your birthday, darling?
January 17th, 1958.
117?
Mm-hmm.
So you're the Ten of Diamonds.
Okay.
And what is your present age?
I'm 50.
50. So you're the Ten of Diamonds, the Capricorn Ten of Diamonds, Five of Hearts, the Queen, and you are 50. Let's see who's sitting in your house. So how long ago? We did this, what, a month ago or so?
It could be, maybe a little longer.
Mm-hmm. Tell me something. Are you enrolled in any classes or involved in any teaching in any way?
Oh, boy. Yeah, I'm taking some online courses for iridology. I've just recently become a Reiki master.
Uh-huh.
And I'm taking Beekman yoga, so I'm just a student.
Okay. And are you planning to do any of this work, or are you doing any of this work with children?
I haven't.
Okay. Well, I want you to put that in your, plant that seed in your garden, okay?
Okay, I will.
Yeah, because that could bring you a lot of wonderful insights and open you up to new things that you hadn't thought of before.
Okay.
So, let me just look where you are right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You're in Uranus. 10 o'clock. Because I see this as being a major accomplishment, I mean, and focus, leading to major accomplishment, is being with groups of like-minded people, spending time in new learning situations, really working diligently and being disciplined to focus your mind and get clear on your intention and the direction that you're taking. And all of this has to do with creating your own business.
Mm-hmm.
You have strong influences, entrepreneurial influences. You're also letting go of something, perhaps a man or someone in your life.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So what do you want to know?
Well, I've been
confirming what's already going on, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like making this recipe of, and gathering all these ingredients as to what I'm going to do and kind of stirring the pot, but not seeing clearly what it is I want to focus on.
Well, you're still in the information gathering.
Yeah.
Phase.
I have to support my family. I am the support.
You
financially.
Are. You're actually you'll get really clear about this and stabilize this and move with it after your birthday.
Okay.
I do see you working with kids.
Okay.
I really want that to be a big, well-watered seed that you plant.
Okay.
There's tremendous benefit there for you.
Okay.
If for you spiritually and emotionally and for
mm-hmm.
them as well.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Yes?
I'm sorry, I was just going to ask if you get a feeling of what age group.
I see them being on the young side, but you could
okay.
also work with teenagers. I mean, that's really a choice. I'm
yeah.
just seeing that any youth. But it does feel like smaller children, actually.
Okay. Yeah. Alrighty.
Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm. It does.
Okay. Let me just look at your 3-month cycle real quick.
Okay.
Which would be 20, 1, 2, 3. Plate 23. You started the cycle on October 17th.
Mm.
So just recently. And this cycle will carry you through to your birthday.
Okay.
So I'm going to look at this. Mars governs cycles, so work is a major focus. And it's always a lot of motivation and, you know, movement usually, unless we've got sixes overriding everything. Oh, you're sitting up in the house of financial creativity. You got the Ace of Hearts behind you and the Queen of Hearts in front of you. So, all right. You're the support of your family, so I'm assuming that you don't have a husband.
I do. He's retired.
He's retired.
Uh-huh. His retirement doesn't bring in a lot of money.
Okay. And how old is he?
61.
Uh-huh. So he's retired by choice, or is there a physical thing going on?
By choice.
Uh-huh. When's his birthday?
Okay, April 26, 1947.
Did you say April 26th?
Yes.
Huh. So he's a Taurus.
Mm-hmm.
8 of Clubs for a space. So there's no moving this person. He has
Mm-mm.
to want to move on his own. Sounds like you got stuck on the hillside with a flower or something. Okay, so... all right, so... You know, you have a lot of energy around you to bring a new relationship or that kind of fresh energy or that kind of desire happening. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, that's very, very strong for you.
Okay.
And I don't know. I mean, you know, I hesitate to talk about some things on the air, even though I don't
mm-hmm.
know who you are, and nobody
mm-hmm.
else does either, as far
mm-hmm.
as we know. But we don't know for sure.
Yeah.
So I just see the potential for change happening for you, because right
okay.
now, when you went into this cycle on the 6th,
uh-huh.
you probably... the feeling of not getting what you need has probably increased.
Yes.
And it's going to continue to increase. And, you know, so there's a couple of things going on here with a certain card that's right in front of your face in this three-month
okay.
cycle you just started. And one is what I just said. And the other is you're actually really stepping into a profoundly... deep and powerful experience of being a counselor for other people.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a tremendous amount of energy around that, but there's also a push to really for you to get in touch with that part of yourself that isn't getting what you need and giving yourself permission to change that reality for yourself, which is a conversation you need to have with yourself. Because in order for you to do your work effectively that you're going to be doing, you're going to
uh-huh.
have to be in a position where you're 100% in charge of your life.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. So that's the platform you need to step on with yourself. You're being encouraged right now by the influences that are working with you to create a new relationship with yourself. And it's one of having everything you want and everything you want and everything you want.
Oh, do I get everything I want? Wow.
Well, if you give yourself permission to, absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
Right?
Yes.
That's your work right now.
Okay.
You know, you're at school learning all these other things. However, your real work is with yourself. Because
mm-hmm. okay.
there's a, you know,
mm-hmm.
there's a little shift that needs to take place there.
Okay.
So rather than think about it, just start taking action.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
All right?
All right. Well, thank you. You're wonderful.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling.
Okay.
Bye.
Take care. Bye.
Okay, I want to invite you to call in and talk to me. I like talking to you. And it's really why I do this. I do private readings for people. I also do coaching for people. I tutor people in the cards. And, you know, I'm available for all those types of things. So I welcome you to, you know, check them out. Talk to me. I invite you even more to get to understand your cards and what they mean, because the system is absolutely outrageous. Hello, who's calling?
Hello, this is Shane.
Hi, Shane. How are you?
I'm good.
Where are you calling from?
Oh, Los Angeles.
Ah, in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
I like that name.
Thank you.
Are you familiar with the card system?
I've just now become acquainted with it over the past couple weeks.
Oh, how cool.
So it's kind of new to me. Yeah, but
that
I find
happen?
It fascinating. Yeah.
How'd that happen?
Oh, I just started watching or listening to BBS radio.
Oh. Okay. So when's your birthday?
It's February 28th.
228. And what's your present age?
I'm 37.
You're the Ten of Clubs. So you're a Pisces.
Yeah.
Ten of Clubs. Five of Clubs. And you're 37 years old?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Have you been to my website?
Yeah, and I actually found out that I was the teacher, which is so ironic because that feels like a position that I'm falling into.
Well, let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have something to write with?
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm going to tell you what your four personal significators are.
Okay.
Do you have my book?
No.
Cards of Destiny? Okay. So your birth card is the Ten of Clubs. Your spirit card is the Jack of Spades. Your planetary ruling card is the Five of Clubs. And your soul card is the Four of Spades.
Yeah.
So if you go on my website and look at the page that says the cards, You scroll down and you'll see I define those four personal significators.
I see.
And they are very, very, very important to us in our life.
Exactly.
They are strong governing influences, and it's my belief, because I've witnessed this time and time again, that when those four cards are lined up inside of us consciously, that's when we manifest, in that instant, every time. Where we manifest in the physical plane. Not just who we are, but whatever it is we're focused on. So age 37 is a powerful year because, first of all, 37 is a 10, and that's new beginnings, and it's ruled by Mars, which brings us a lot of energy and motivation. And sitting in your house, you have an Ace of Hearts, which means this is a time, first of all, when you are developing a new relationship with yourself. And when I talk about the year, I'm talking from birthday to birthday. So, you know, this year, age 37 for you, is a huge year for new beginnings and you creating and manifesting a new relationship with who you really are. The part of you that wants to come from within. Who you are inside of it is the Jack of Spades. This is a tremendously clever, creative card. It's also the card of the spiritual initiate. And all the different aspects of this card, the creativity, and this creativity is in arts and business. You sit in the position of a teacher. You know, you're really governed very strongly by the planet Mars in the card. Your planetary ruling card is the Five of Clubs, and this card is a card of, you know, exploration and adventure, particularly in the mental realm. You love to explore thought and through conversation, through any possible way. It's an exciting world for you. It's a real, tangible world for you.
That's true.
Yeah. Now, the danger that lies with your card is giving too much to others and not giving yourself the freedom to totally do what you want to do and put yourself first. Do you experience that in your life?
I think I've come out of that, which is why it's interesting that you said it's new beginnings, because I feel like I shed a lot of that old stuff that I used to do, and
is
no longer like working for me.
Goody! Congratulations!
So that's interesting.
Well, your Ten of Clubs birth card is sitting in the Jack of Diamonds house. And so like this year, you've been making since your birthday a lot of adjustments in your thinking and your communication
mm-hmm.
and your belief system, all of that.
That's very true.
Yeah. Now, your Ten of Clubs sitting in the Jack of Diamonds house, which means, you know, this is a great time to explore the possibilities of starting your own business or to start your own business or to take your business to the next level. You have a tremendous amount of support behind you to do that. All you have to do is ask for it, and it will come to you.
Got you. Does it say anything about money in there?
Well, you have the Six of Diamonds in your Five of Clubs house, which tells me that, you know, there may be some learning or adjustments going on about money right now.
Yeah.
There may be some learning about taking responsibility for your finances in a new way and also restructuring your financial priorities. You do have the King of Diamonds in Uranus. If you were into real estate, that would be very advantageous. But I see that, you know, it looks like you're moving into some new kind of work, you know, later in this year. And there's, you know, a beneficiary that shows up for you here as well.
Oh, that's great.
Mm-hmm. So you know what the key to all of this is? It's being open. Open. I want you to draw a big O, a really totally round O. And that's how you need to be. There's no thought in the way. The danger for the club suit is getting too wrapped up in your thoughts.
Yeah.
Club people, and you're a double club, overthink everything. And the suit that follows the club suit is a diamond suit. Diamonds are all about action.
Yeah.
We need to think a little more before we act. You need to move quick before you box yourself in and put yourself in a coffin with your thoughts. Because it can go that. I mean, it can just be like, how did I get locked in this room and where there are no windows?
Yeah.
And I can't see the doorknob. Well, how? What happened? You know, it's like too much information is dangerous.
Yeah,
in the sense that you suffocate yourself with it. This year is about moving into a new way of being with yourself and with life in every respect.
Got it.
So 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Are you in a relationship?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So do you have any specific questions?
It was mostly the money and career stuff, and you already answered that.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I'm going to keep coming back. I really like this way of coming up with it.
Oh, the system's amazing. So, good.
Right,
thank you very much for calling in, Shane.
Yeah, thank you too, Sharon.
Uh-huh. Have
I'll
a great day. I love the cards so much. There's just so much is there to guide us, you know. It's really, really great. So if you're just tuning in for the first time, I also want to remind you, on the homepage of my website, under the card of the day in the left column, you can sign up for the card of the day. It's almost not visible there, but there is a link there. And I email the card of the day. And so in my book, Cards of Destiny, the second half of the book is a calendar. And it's just, you know, the card influences that govern each day. But the card of the day that I send out in the email each day, and this is a free, this is a gift from me to you, you know, I say a lot more there, and it's always changing. Today, for some reason, constant contact kept flipping back to the Six of Hearts. I don't know what was going on there. But anyway, it is a Five of Hearts day. And you can just sign up, and you'll get this every day. And then if I have something new going on, or when my new book comes out in December about relationships, you know, you'll know about that. So who's on the line now?
Hi, Sharon. This is Danielle.
Hi, Danielle. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. What's up?
Oh, I'm just...
checking in.
And just wanting to see, you know, if I'm on the right path.
Okay, what's your birthday?
June 8th,
1973. So does that make you 35?
It does.
Oh, my God. That was so good.
Quick math.
Yeah, I'm usually off a year, 10 years. So 6'8", you are the Nine of Diamonds.
Yes.
Gemini, Nine of Diamonds. Seven of Spades. And how old did we say you were?
35.
Okay. Let's check it out. You're in a Mercury year, so lots of new things. You're laughing.
Yeah, well, it's been like that for the last, 2 years. Well, yeah.
Oh, really? Let's look at your seven-year cycle and see what's going on. That makes me suspicious. Although 35, you just went into a new seven-year cycle.
Okay.
With your last birthday. Let's check that out. Let me get to that page. Let's see what that chart says for you. Here we go. Oh, yes. Wow. Okay. Well, okay, so you're the Nine of Diamonds. Well, you know, the last five-year cycle you were on, I say on because it looked like it was a wild ride.
It was.
28 to 34, you had the Five of Diamonds behind you for 7 years, and then you had the Five of Clubs in Uranus. So, you know, and that's just part of it.
What does the Five of Diamonds represent?
The Five of Diamonds is constantly seeking to understand what the truth is. What value things have.
Okay.
What makes things tick. You know, it's fives are, they represent exploration and discovery and adventure and change. They do not represent accomplishment.
Okay.
So when we have that energy influencing us and we try to pin it down, it creates frustration.
Sure.
You know, it's like putting an eagle in a parakeet's cage. The eagle wants to fly. It wants to spread its wings and be carried by the wind. Wherever the wind wants to take it.
Exactly.
That's the five energy. So now you've moved into a new seven-year cycle. And let's find your card. Oh, well. Now you're sitting in the Five of Clubs house, which is the realm of adventure.
Okay.
Mental adventure, emotional adventure, all types of adventure, physical. You name it, financial. I have to say, you do have the King of Diamonds in front of you and the King of Spades above you, so, and the Jack of Diamonds behind you. So tell me something. Do you have your own business?
I do, yes.
Because this would be a major focus. And is this a business that serves people?
Yeah.
In what way?
I'm a massage therapist.
Yes. So, but you have a lot of wisdom that you're not yet sharing with your clients. Is this true?
Yeah.
Okay, and so you're holding this back because?
Well, I've just moved back to the Denver area.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm trying to establish myself again and build up clients, so I really haven't had any consistent clients. And I'm a subcontractor, so it's still my own business, but I work in somebody else's office.
Uh-huh.
So, I'm trying to figure things out myself before I present it to anybody. I want to know what I'm talking about.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, let me tell you something. Your planetary ruling card is the Seven of Spades.
Okay.
This is how you move through life, and this is how other people see you. That's the card of the mystic. So you need to be relying more on your intuition and giving yourself permission to just be.
Okay.
Again, it's let the eagle out of the cage.
Yeah.
Because I feel like you're not. I mean, I'm like stuck on this point big time. So we aren't going anywhere until you make that agreement with yourself. And I'll know when you do. So hurry up. Because that's the radio show.
We've got a time limit. Sorry.
Yeah, we do. And, you know, why hang on to things we no longer need? Get rid
yeah.
of the cage. Because the eagle wants to fly, you know. The phoenix wants to rise from the ashes. Whatever metaphor you want to use, there's a part of you that is tightly bound that you're not letting loose. I can feel this. And the wisdom wants to come through you. There's nothing you have to figure out.
Okay.
Because this isn't about you and what you know. It's about the channel that you are for the wisdom that you already embody. So it's about you getting more deeply in touch with who you really are at the feeling level and just resonating with that and then letting that voice speak through you. And I'm not talking about going into a trance and channeling somebody from another planet or something. I'm not talking about that or even from the spirit realm. I mean, all those things are fine and dandy. However, that's not what I'm saying here. I'm saying that you already embody a wisdom and you are here to give. It's not about what there is for you, ever.
Okay.
And that is the biggest struggle for the Nine of Diamonds. Because Queen of Diamonds is your spirit card, and she's going, hey, what about me? I want to be on the throne. I want somebody peeling my grapes. I want to be decorated with, you know, adoring love and good things. And it's like...
So that's who keeps whispering in my ear. Okay.
Yes. Now, you can love her and adore her. Absolutely. Buy her prezzies. Don't expect them from other people, though,
okay.
Because you're here to give to the whole entire, you know, lot of humanity. And when you do that, whoa, the whole universe is going to come like a tidal wave and give to you. But you have to be so busy giving of sharing what you embody that you're not concerned with that. You have that relationship with that queen in there, and you love her and you adore her. Don't expect other people to do that.
Okay.
Because you will be disappointed, won't you?
Yeah.
Bingo. You just let the bird out of the cage. Thank you. That's all you have to be doing right now.
Okay.
Don't get into these limitations of I'm working in somebody's office, I'm a contractor. Take all those things and throw them out the window. Just fly with who you are. Boy, the bird energy is strong today. That's because the wind's blowing. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do you understand?
I think I do. It's coming through. I struggle with it.
Okay. That's
like right now I've got four jobs just to try to make ends meet, and that's still not working. So.
Well, quit trying to make ends meet. There are no ends. Get rid of the end. It's not about making ends meet. It's about being happy and experiencing your joy.
Okay.
Step into that energy, and then the ends will take care of themselves. And all you'll be doing is saying thank you, thank you, thank you. And so you might want to start with that. Do you have a roof over your head?
I do.
That's an amazing thing to be grateful for.
Yeah.
And you have a place to practice your work? Another amazing thing to be grateful for.
And I'm able to teach as well. I teach at a local massage school.
You teach and you're healthy and you're intelligent. I mean, you have so many things to be grateful for. Focus on the gratitude, not trying to make the ends meet. Because all you're doing is biting your tail and spinning around in circles when you do that.
Yeah.
Have you ever read the book, what is that book? I'm absolutely sure I have. No, I'm not going to say that. Busting Loose from the Money Game.
I have it somewhere in a box in my storage unit.
I want to respond to that.
I'm living with my parents.
Okay, well, go to your storage unit and get that book out.
Yeah, that's easier said than done. The storage unit is packed and it's buried in the back.
Well, then go buy another copy or get it from the library.
Okay.
Okay? I'm serious about this. Very serious. Did you read the book?
I started to.
Uh-huh. It's one of the most liberating books on the planet right now. At least read the book. It will transform you just reading it.
Okay.
And, you know, if you don't become aware of that, read it again. Just keep reading the first chapter over and over.
Yeah.
Till it goes ding, and then go to the second chapter.
Yeah.
Because it's really, really powerful. You know? And the fact that it's in a box in your storage unit and you have no idea where it is says a lot. So, you know.
Not everything I own is in a box in the storage unit.
Okay, so your life is in storage right now. Do you want to get it out?
Yes.
Okay. So yes is
I want to have my
word.
Own place again.
Okay, you can have anything you want. You really, really can, and I'm not just saying this. It's about you just absolutely loving and adoring yourself and not expecting someone else to give it to you.
Okay.
You know, start giving, giving, giving of yourself. You know, go to the animal shelter, hug the puppies.
Yeah.
They need hugging.
They do.
You know, it's really, really is about that. You know, I just did an interview for a Japanese magazine, and, you know, the questions were sent to me translated into English, and after they asked me a lot of questions about my work and my book and stuff, because it's in Japanese, they asked me, you know, personal questions like, what's your favorite food? And what's your favorite word? And I sat back and I thought, what is my favorite word? And I thought, yes.
That's
and
a
I just
word.
Put it in capital letters, you know, yes is my favorite word. Make yes your favorite word. Because yes begets yes. And it just gets this ball rolling that never stops.
Cool.
You don't totally believe me.
No, I do. It's just that's what I've been struggling with lately, the last
couple
years.
Well, you would struggle, but struggling with something is a terrible waste of time.
I know.
So stop struggling with it. Just turn your attention somewhere else. Because as long as you look at that, whatever you're struggling with, you're engaged in this wrestling match. Get in the throne and become the queen. And whatever that thing is should not be inside the castle walls.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. This is what the cards teach us, everybody, is how to rule our kingdom. The card deck is the matrix of time, and it is a guide that teaches us how to rule our kingdom. But in order to rule our kingdom, we have to get out of the garbage can, out of the moat that we've put alligators in, you know, and find our way to the throne. And, you know, it's true for every one of us. I don't care if we're born a king or a two or a three or a nine. It doesn't matter. We all have a kingdom. We all have a throne. You know, and we mill about and, you know, mumble, you know, in the corner somewhere. It's like, excuse me, you know, and the crown is sitting there and everything's getting dust, and, you know, we're miserable, and we're banging our head on the wall. It's, come on. You know, enough already.
Yeah.
Wherever we put our attention is what our life is going to be. And if you're putting your attention on this struggle, it's like that's what your life is going to be. Don't identify with this. Your time is not waiting for you. It's not waiting for anybody. However, I always get this feeling that the manifesting energy of the universe was just as like beyond abundant, is sitting there tapping its fingers, going, looking at its watch, going, I'm really bored, you know. When are you going to play with me? It's all about co-creation. And the only thing that limits us are our thoughts and our beliefs.
Right.
You know, there's a whole realm of people that are playing financial devastation. And, you know, I am very compassionate toward people that are in situations that are difficult. I'm not saying I'm not. I do have empathy. I have empathy for all the people that have lost their homes. There are millions of people right now displaced. And, you know, we need to embrace exactly where we are and what we have, because that is our reality at the moment, and it's to be grateful for.
Yeah.
No matter what it is, when we embrace it, then it can transform. But if we struggle with it, we hold it where it is.
Well, and I've been working with that lately, and things in the last couple of weeks are starting to change a little bit.
Okay, so just get out of the wrestling ring and the boxing ring and start playing, you know, get in the playground. Have fun.
Okay.
Get in the playground of your kingdom and work your way to the throne. Go search around. Go, I don't really want this here anymore. Let's get that out of here.
Yeah.
I want alligators in my moat. I want koi fish because they bring good fortune.
Yeah.
Put a fountain in your wealth area, darling. Feng shui your room.
I've been
feng shui
working on
yourself
that.
And then feng shui your room.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to let you go. I have time for one more call after you. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you, Sarah.
Danielle, and, you know, have fun.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. So I don't mean to sound, you know, well, I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to apologize because, you know, I've been in difficult situations in my life, and I know how hard it is. And I have compassion for me and anyone and everyone else that goes through difficulty. And I also know that if we embrace a difficulty, no matter what it is, it transforms, you know. Diamonds are found inside of coal. There are all sorts of clues about this on the planet. Hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
My name is Tony.
Tony. Where are you, Tony, darling?
I'm in France.
You're in France?
Yeah.
Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Are you familiar with this system?
Just from listening to you.
Uh-huh.
That's all. It was very curious.
Curiosity is wonderful. You also sound very innocent.
Oh.
What's your birthday?
It's August 1st, 1961.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you are the Leo Queen of Diamonds. So you are a Queen of Diamonds, Five of Diamonds, there's the innocence in the Five of Diamonds. The Queen, she's not so innocent. However, the Five is like Tinkerbell.
Okay.
So what is your age?
I'm 47.
47. Okay. Do you have something to write with?
Yes, please.
Because I want to tell you what your spirit and soul cards are.
Okay.
And then you can look on my website at these definitions. First of all, you know, your birth card is the Queen of Diamonds.
Mm-hmm.
And your planetary card is the Five of Diamonds.
Mm-hmm.
Your spirit card is the Three of Diamonds. And your soul card is the Nine of Diamonds. So you are a diamond girl. All of your personal significators are diamonds.
Okay.
And the diamond suit, you know, it rules. Well, the Queen of Diamonds is, you know, very special, especially if you're a woman in a Leo, because, you know, you probably sparkle. I would think you sparkle. If you go out at night, you're probably very sparkly, aren't you?
Okay. Yes. That's true.
That'd be very sparkly with all these diamonds. So, the diamond suit rules values, money, finances, manifestation, and action. And the Queen of Diamonds has a lot of lessons to learn through relationships.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the majority of your relationship, I mean, your learning happens, is through relationships.
Mm, yeah, okay.
Have you been working hard the last several years?
Yes.
You've been sitting in the Four of Diamonds house since 42. And it's typical for you to work anyway because you live in the Saturn line. But now we want to look at age 47 and see what's going on in your cards. Do you have something in particular that you want me to look at, or do you want me to just see what I see?
Yeah, just see what you see. I'm open.
Okay, so age 47, this is birthday to birthday, is a year of tremendous change and transformation for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so things that you no longer need, or, you know, old patterns and things, those things want to move on. There's new energy that wants to come into your life in a very major way.
Okay.
You're sitting in the Six of Hearts house, which means this is a year where you have to take responsibility for your relationships and bring them into their right order. So if there's anything off in that area at all with any one person anywhere, past,
mm-hmm.
present,
mm-hmm.
It's actually your responsibility to do whatever is necessary to change that relationship.
Oh, I tried that.
And it didn't work?
Because I didn't want to accept the behavior or the relationship or that I was having with this person,
mm-hmm.
this guy actually, and I've ended it, or tried to end it, as delicately as I could, or actually it was very abrupt, and it took very great offense to it, but I felt liberated after I did that, though, and I it's very rare for me to sort of end a relationship so dramatically, but that was the only way that...
Is it really? Because, I mean, it is a nature of your card to do,
mm-hmm.
to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But, no, well, you took responsibility and you...
Right,
this
is what you're saying, is taking, yeah, because otherwise I would just sort of let it go and sort of go on and go on. But, yeah, okay, I see that.
Uh-huh. So are you involved in your own business in some way?
I'm attempting
to... Do you manage a bit, what?
Yeah, I'm trying to start my own business, yeah.
You are?
Yeah.
Because this is a really good time for you to do that, actually.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I see that it could be a business that would have more than one facet to it, or there could be multiple streams of income. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But the more you think outside of the box with this, the more
mm-hmm.
successful you're going to be.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Great.
I'm... I just looked at the clock. It's time for me to get off the air.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
But think outside of the box. Really allow yourself to be creative and unusual, because that's going to serve you more than anything, okay? And if you want to call back next week, I'll be here. And I'm so happy that you called.
Oh, thank you. I'm happy I called, too. Thank you so much. You're lovely.
Thank you very much.
It was very helpful.
Oh,
look at your website. Thank you so much.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Right.
And blessings to everyone. Thank you all for listening. I welcome your emails and your interests and all communication, and I will see you next week. Bye.